don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Sometimes you're in a situation where you need some help, and at 321-0931, you can hit us up on the phone or you can DM us. And that, of course, is some Breaking Bad News.
Yep, and that's why we have Andrew calling. Hey, Andrew, how are you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm doing well. How are you?
We're good.
Yeah.
I think we might be doing a little better than you are, hence why you're calling. So tell us the situation that you're in.
My wife and I have been married now for a little while, and she never took my name, and she said she was going to, and she hasn't. So now every time I bring it up with her, we start talking about it, but we inevitably always end up changing the subject, and I never really get an answer, and it's really kind of starting to bother me.
Wow. How long have you been married?
2 years now.
2 years?
2 years?
Whoa.
Yeah.
And this was a conversation obviously you guys had before you got married, like, hey, you're going to take my name, right?
She said she was going to. So that's the only reason I'm kind of concerned. Like, why would she say she was going to and then change her mind?
Right. Because I know when I got married, I mean, we signed the certificate, but when they announce who you are, they tell you it's Mr. and Mrs. and then the name. So when they announced you when you guys got married, what's your last name?
Anderson.
So when they announced you, did they say congratulations to, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Anderson, or did they say Mr. Anderson?
Yeah.
And what's your wife's maiden name?
Daily?
Oh, Daily.
Wow. So interesting. I've never heard of this before. But what happens when you guys like go and write a check? I mean, has she changed her name on her checkbook yet?
She still signs it in her own name. Like, we still have the joint bank account from before when we got married.
Yeah.
So we haven't updated it yet.
Okay. All right. So what are you gonna break the bad news to her about? Are you obviously that you're not happy with this? What would you plan on doing?
Well, I just would like an explanation. I just would like to know why, because she never answers me. And if she didn't want to change her name, that's fine, but she shouldn't have told me that, because now, you know, I mean, she was lying.
All right. Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to play a song, then when we get back, we're going to help you to break the bad news to your wife, Mandy, of 2 years. Her name is Mandy Daly. It should be Anderson, like yours is, and she just never took your last name, and we'll see what she has to say next with Chris in the Morning Rush, right here on 93.1 Jams.
On 93.1 Jams.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. It is true. Sometimes you're in a situation, really, with your wife, and you're like, I don't know how to do this, Kristen and Tracy. I need your help.
That's right. And that's why we've got Andrew calling. He's calling to break the bad news to his wife, Mandy. They've been married for about 2 years, but Mandy has not taken her husband's last name. And he's wondering what the holdup is. She's led him to believe that she was going to do it. It hasn't happened. So he needs some help. It's really bothering him. So he's calling to break the bad news. Like, hey, why haven't you changed your name yet? You need to do it.
That's right. All right, Andrew, this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our phone. So you'll be able to hear us in your phone. But of course, when you call your wife, Mandy, she won't. And then we'll eventually chime in to help you out. Okay.
All right. That sounds good.
All right. Good luck to you.
Hey, honey.
Hey, babe. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
So something's been bothering me. I was hoping we could talk for a couple minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So we've been together like a few years now, and we've been married for like 2 years. And you know, you never changed your name. And every time I bring it up, I feel
Andy.
Like it kind of gets what?
Andy.
I don't understand why we need to have this conversation right now.
Well, it's just because every time we try to have it, you make a joke and then it ends. And I've been trying to have it for a little while now.
Look, I always introduce myself as Mrs. Anderson to people. Like, I don't understand what the big deal is about having it written on paper for everybody. You know, like it doesn't, I just don't understand why this is such a big deal and why you keep bringing it up.
Well, if it's not a big deal, then why don't you just change it?
Here, let's break in.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning. Is this the beautiful Mandy Anderson?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, this is Krista and Tracy. We're calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Just, you know, the all-female morning show here in Madtown. Maybe you hang out with us sometimes.
Yeah.
We sure your dance on.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Oh, well, good.
Well, listen, Mandy, we're calling you because your husband, who absolutely adores you, is just telling us that, you know, you guys have been together for 2 years, just having a wonderful time with each and every day that you are together. But there's one thing that really kind of still makes him really sad and breaks his heart almost, to the fact that you still have yet to legally change your name. And I know you just said that you still introduce yourself, but when you make that commitment, and especially if you verbally made that commitment, that kind of hurts your heart. He has a big heart for you.
I know. I know that this bothers him a lot. And I have, you know, I work in my work environment, like I was always known as Mandy Daly. And so to change that whole structure, like I felt like it would be really difficult. Mm-hmm. Plus, this sounds really, really dumb, but I people call us Andy Mandy. And I thought Andy Mandy Anderson sounds really corny. So I didn't like... I've always felt like, well, we could still be, you know, we could still, you know, we love each other. We, what does it matter about, you know, the last name specifically changing? And it just felt like it was like a big fluffy name rather than, I don't know. It's just mostly, I guess.
I'm sorry. Tracy cannot get it together right now.
But I get what she's saying. I wouldn't like that either.
What? Andy Mandy?
That's right.
Okay.
Well, that part already rhymes anyway.
That's true.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I mean, we get that. And, you know, there's a lot of names out there where you're like, oh, that poor girl took that name, or that guy's married to that woman. Like, look at her. Those are the kinds of things you feel bad about sometimes.
Well, and there are a lot of women that don't change their name for work reasons. Yeah. So that's true.
True. Well, here's a side note, Mandy, because I can understand what you're going through, because I actually have always used my maiden name for my radio work. So I never use my married name. I always keep those two separate, but I legally have my married name.
I love you a lot, Andy, and I want to give you, you know, that. It's time runs away from you too. So, you know, time to, I guess.
It's time to change it.
I'm sorry.
Out of love, it's time to change it, Andy Mandy. So is that, honestly, is that something you'll do, though, for him? I mean, you guys can make that happen.
Honestly, the intention has always been there. It just seems to keep getting put off because of other circumstances. So,
sure.
Yes, honey, yes, I will. All right? We'll do it this weekend. How about that?
Oh. Wow.
Okay.
Love that.
Yeah.
Andy, you must be so happy.
I am. And don't worry, babe, because I already have all the paperwork filled out. So you just need to sign it.
Oh, thank you.
Yay! Andy, man.